Ready, set, stop. It was one of the most stressful days ever. Disorienting, disconcerting, disappointing, and wonderful. There I was on the gurney, just outside the door to the operating room, waiting for my heart surgeon to finish his first operation so he could begin on me. To replace a failing aortic heart valve, courtesy of an involuntarily generous pig. And that was the last calm moment of the day. They had given me some of the meds, but not the stuff to take me under. So I waited and waited, and then the nurse came in and told me I could get dressed and go home. My doctor had canceled the operation in order to meet a med flight emergency patient who was being flown up from the south, because I wasn't an emergency and could reschedule the operation for later on. Well, that's the wonderful part, though it took me a while to figure that out. The first good news, the selfish part, is that I wasn't an emergency. It needs to be done, and still done, but I've got some time. The second good news, the biggie, is that some needy person got the services of a world-class heart surgeon, all scrubbed up and ready for action because I could be postponed. The rest of the day was something of a blur as I tried to recollect my shattered thoughts and reconnect my scattered being. The other part of the story is that the doctor was leaving on vacation the next day and couldn't reschedule for about 10 days afterward. So I'm back in the waiting mode, but somehow it's different. Bonus time, special time, time to breathe deeply and look around me in gratitude for good news that at first seems like sheer coincidence.